Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm day across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem. Expect a pleasant breeze if you're outside in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has launched a second night of strikes against Iran, with Israel preparing for a potential restart of hostilities. This came about 2 hours ago. Also, Ynet notes that new explosions have been reported near Bandar Abbas following U.S. strikes, as CENTCOM aims to degrade Iran's threats to navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, JNS shares that President Trump has dismissed the idea of a ceasefire with Iran, calling it a waste of time as the U.S. continues its military actions. Separately, I-24 News reports that an IDF spokesperson has declared Israel's readiness to take necessary actions should war with Iran resume. And finally, JNS has reported that the U.S. is holding Iran accountable for its recent aggression against commercial shipping. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 shared just 21 minutes ago that U.S. cruise missile strikes targeted two railway bridges in northern Iran. This marks a significant escalation. Arsen Ostrovsky highlighted a Wall Street Journal editorial earlier today, suggesting that Trump's revocation of the oil sanctions waiver signals a tougher stance on Iran. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted that an Iranian military official has warned that all bases linked to recent attacks in southern Iran will face retaliation. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. military actions. According to the Times of Israel, the strikes come amidst heightened tensions as the U.S. seeks to counter Iran's aggression in the region. This follows President Trump's recent warnings to Tehran. The continued military actions pose risks of further escalation in the Gulf. Turning to Israel's stance, an IDF spokesperson, as reported by I-24 News, has affirmed the country's readiness to take whatever steps are necessary if conflict resumes with Iran. This statement underscores Israel's vigilance as regional tensions remain high. Israel's military preparedness is a key factor in regional stability. Meanwhile, CENTCOM's recent actions, as covered by Ynet, aim to secure the Strait of Hormuz, a critical passage for global oil shipments. By targeting Iranian capabilities, the U.S. is attempting to ensure safe navigation in this vital waterway. Any disruption could have global economic implications. Finally, JNS highlights President Trump's firm stance against negotiating a ceasefire, describing it as futile in the face of Iran's aggression. This position suggests a prolonged period of uncertainty and potential conflict, impacting diplomatic efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel is closing an elderly woman's 21 million shekel debt case, allowing her to focus on her health as she battles cancer. This decision highlights the importance of compassion in financial rulings. Separately, Keytech reveals that Saira is in advanced talks to acquire Oasis Security for over $1 billion. This move signals Saira's aggressive expansion strategy following significant funding success. And finally, Walla Business notes that Sunny Communications faces a 17 million shekel fine for allegedly obstructing the sale of cheaper Samsung devices. This penalty underscores the competition authority's vigilance in maintaining market fairness. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.